Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
The box score breakdown. Friday the 18th of December 2020, or by the time you're listening to this, it's probably the 19th. Certainly is if you're in Australia. G'day mates, Scotty here. You can find me on Twitter at TheHarlander23. And look, we got some news today that some Aussie billionaires have become part owners in the Utah Jazz. I'm really excited to see Aussies venture out there and enter into the world. They are the first NBA team owners that are Aussie. Great. Let's hope they don't do what some of the Aussies do when they buy, you know, a championship or League One, League Two in the soccer or the football in England. An Aussie Greek guy's bought a Greek squad. They've hired an Australian coach. They've brought over a whole heap of Aussie players and trying to use it as a bit of a pathway. No. You've just bought the Utah Jazz, mate. I want you to return it to its former glory, the John Stockton, Karl Malone days. Let's see if they can do it. It is the Box Score Breakdown presented by Hoop Ball. And don't forget all about Hoop Ball. It is a great website. We love all of the content and we love that it exists, but Hoop Ball needs to keep the lights on. So every year we sell some stuff, and this year it's the best deal in fantasy. It's here at Hoop Ball and it's called The Fantasy Pass. It's just $4.99 a month and it gets you an entire draft guide, the Brewski 150, a DFS pass, which has got a ton of content from our friends Mike and Santino, who you would have heard from yesterday while I was away, and the in-season fantasy tools. That's just nuts. It's all $4.99 for all that stuff. Cook yourself dinner tonight inside instead of ordering out, and you can afford it for the whole season. So go and check it out. Head to hoop-ball.com, click on the Fantasy Pass ad just below the media wall. And as always, I'm joined by my esteemed co-host, standing at about 5'6", weighing 70 kilos, ringing wet. I don't know, I just made that up, because thanks to Brendan, I can't comment on your voice anymore. You can find him at Twitter at Mr. Jolly of Sydney. Mr. J, hello.
Mate, I'm a little bit taller than 5'7", a bit more like 5'11.5", so I could probably make it as a shooting guard, maybe, with some white chocolate skills, but yeah, I'm not the tallest. I certainly weigh a little bit more than 70 kilograms, though.
And speaking of not being able to say your name, a big shout out to a mate of mine. I copped an absolute gobful yesterday by my buddy DC. Hope you're enjoying your weekend, champ. Apparently saying I'm a man of the people is one of his words. And in the future, if I not only say that, but words like booster, punter, and flagger, I need to credit him with it. So g'day, DC. Thanks very much. Mate, we are a little bit earlier today. We're running through the box scores, being the weekend here in Australia. So why don't we crack on with it? What do you reckon?
Let's just jump in, because there is some really exciting stuff to talk about today. Really exciting. Namely, my most hated team, the Boston Celtics, getting absolutely gutted by the new Death Star. We'll get to that one, I'm sure.
So Philly-Indy was the first game. The 76ers, 113. The Pacers, 107. No Joel Embiid for the 76ers. No Miles Turner, TJ Warren. All Lamb for the Pacers, all injured. Ben Simmons for the 76ers, 9 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 blocks. Mr. J, some value for Ben, or is his real life stats going to look much better than fantasy and everyone's overdrafting him?
It just depends on the format and it depends on your build. Like if it's an 8-category league and you're able to like punt one of the categories, then he's got a lot of value, hasn't he? Because he gets a lot of turnovers, but they're gone in 8-category. And if you punt free throw percentage, then everything else about him is great. He's average on points, but look at those 8 assists and 2 blocks right there. He normally gets steals as well. He's got a very high field goal percentage. That's the irony. People say, oh, don't draft Ben Simmons. He's a bad shooter. Well, he's not a bad shooter in fantasy. That's kind of like the flip side of what you're saying. Like, his worst skill in real life, which is his inability to shoot from deep, does not hurt you in fantasy because you could pick up 3-pointers late in a draft. You don't need his threes. So an 8 category is great. And if you're punting, if you like a punt, like a gamble, then, you know, in that 20 to 30 range, he has value in 9 cat too. I'm all about Ben Simmons if he fell to me, for sure.
Shake Shack Milton. Yeah, I added the Shack in there. 15 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists and 21 minutes off the bench. 6 man, you know, that was what we spoke about the other day, Mr. J.
Yeah, he's in that 6 man streamer mix, isn't he? Like, you've people like Lou Will, Dennis Schroeder, who's not a 6 man anymore, but will be getting kind of 6 man usage. Jeff Teague was another one we talked about on the show yesterday. These kind of guys are ones to watch in terms of like how their usage shakes out, how dominant they are when they are leading the bench mob, as Shake was today. And it's one to watch as well, because one injury and then these guys end up having a lot of value. And if anybody who streamed Shake Milton last season, like I did when Ben Simmons was out, I mean, he was a top 30 player for a few weeks.
Still drafting Tobias Harris if he falls to you, even with the possibility James Harden might go there?
Yeah, Harris had a pretty very poor line today, and every now and then he does put up a bad one, which stands out like the dog's proverbials. But I'm not scared off. I just don't think Harden will end up in Philly. Dan mentioned, I think, on his show that if Harden goes to Philly, it probably does hurt Tobias, which would hurt Dan because he probably has more Dan shares than anybody in fantasy. But I don't see him ending up in Philadelphia. If he does, mate, Toby Harris's value goes down the tubes very badly.
And let's have a look at Philly. Now, I've been pretty critical of Victor Oladipo. 20 points today, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, a plus 4 and 9 and 4 from 9 from deep. I'll get it out eventually. Is my hate for Victor gone a bit far, Mr. J?
Look, we don't want to get into a one game overreact, do we? But this is what he's capable of. You know, he's been a top 40 player. He's absolutely got like top 40 upside. It's just a question of what happens. Let's not forget the outs today. Turner, Warren, those guys are out. Lamb gets a few minutes. We have to wait and see, I think.
And a guy who's quickly becoming not only one of my favorite players in fantasy, but the NBA in total, Sabonis. Yes, Sabonis, 26 points, 11 boards, 2 steals, 1-3. You got to draft Sabonis everywhere, don't you, Mr. J?
Yes. If I need to say anything else, yes. Yes.
Absolutely. I would too. Okay, game number 2. Let's have a quick jump in. The Cavs v. the Knicks. The Knicks rolling the Cavs 119 to 83. The Cavs were pretty terrible. No Drummond, no Love, no Nance, no KPJ, no Exum or Dele Alli. I've got your Tottenham on the brain.
Got Tottenham on the brain for sure. No wonder with how bad Manchester United are right now. It's understandable, mate. Totally understandable.
Hey, we won on the during the week, did you?
No comment.
Look, you know, the old Knicks, mate, beat up. When was the last time the Knicks beat someone by 36 points?
That would probably be when they played the Washington Generals, I think, one time when the Harlem Globetrotters, they put on the Harlem Globetrotters uniforms and won by 36. I reckon it's probably donkey's years. Maybe they probably thrashed someone by 36 when Melo was there, you know, one of those decent years that he was there.
And one of my late round grabs, Sexton is back, baby. 21 minutes. He got some rust off with a pretty terrible 2 from 11 from the field. 6 points, 2 boards, 4 assists, 0 for 2 from deep. Should we still pick Sexton up and where? Tell us where, Mr. J.
I think we need some new synonyms for disgusting, don't we? Like a ranker than septic is when I use that 2 for 11. That was that was definitely ranker than Sandy, that shooting. And I mean, this is what Sexton can do to you. Like, he'll occasionally destroy your field goal percentage with revolting, repellent, repulsive, sickening, nauseating, stomach churning, off-putting and unpalatable shooting, because he's never seen a shot that he doesn't like. But four assists there. He's only played 21 minutes. He's a points and assists guy. He's probably going to be available very late in drafts. He's just, you know, he's on the Cavs and he doesn't stand out that well. Last season, he had top 70 value in the end, and there were stretches where he was top 35, top 40. So he could be a value pickup. I'm willing to take a risk on him in the 13th or 14th.
And Seti Osman led the team with 19 points, 3 boards, 5 from 6 from deep in 22 minutes. Any deep league interest in him?
That's about all there is. 14-team streamer, 16-team league, yes. But, don't get carried away with this because of all those outs for the Cavs, like you mentioned before. A lot of usage available without Drummond and Kevin Love and all those guys. So KPJ potentially comes back as well. Nance is another. So there's, I wouldn't read too much into that for Chetty, even though I like him as a player.
And the Knicks, Mitch Robinson, mate, 8, 7, 12 and 4. Huge blocks. Divine for your blocks in cat leagues anyway. But I still worry about how things are going to fall with those big guys in New York with Noel, Robbo. Will they, you know, spend some time together? How do you think that's going to shake out?
Well, I think we talked about this on a previous show too, didn't we? We said that Mitch Robb probably only needs about 26 minutes to be really a lock for top 40. And even in 22, 23 minutes a night, he's still like the floor because of those blocks and the field goal percentage is so high. I am definitely willing to take a risk on him. And mate, 4 huge blocks in two games, he could win you that category in a week. You need to get excited when danger, Will Robinson starts. danger, Mitch Robinson starts coming out of the speakers when you go into the key, because he's going to swat everything away, that big fella.
And RJ Barrett, one of the rookies to watch from last year, didn't do very well, as we discussed in a pod the other day. 360-something, I think he ended up last year. But today, 15 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 3 very, very nice steals. 5 from 10 and 5 from 5 from the line. These were pretty good numbers, Mr. J. He's one we've been watching, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think we should add the Knicks to our season narrative teams. Like we talked about Atlanta and Charlotte and the T-Wolves yesterday as teams that we're looking at. I think the Knicks are another one that are where you can get value, and there's multiple players with potential value because you've got Randall as well as these two. If he's not stinking up your field goal percentage and your free throw, Barrett is, look, he was on the wire in some leagues after the draft, and I saw some people snap him up after his big game. I wish that I had too, because he's got upside. The only caveat is, if you look at these numbers, even though he was 5 for 10 from the field, he was also 0 for 3 from downtown. So that's an indication about the inconsistency of his shooting right there. He can drop some of those hashtag disgusting, hashtag off-putting, unappetizing, nauseating field goal percentage destroying stuff for you. So watch him.
Quickly, I just got to pause the show for an announcement, and it's a pretty fun one. It's free stuff, and everybody loves free stuff. And what is it, you might say? It's the Bruise Letter. It's back, oh yes, back and fresh for the 2021 NBA season. Our founder, Aaron Brewski, soon to be guest on this very podcast, is writing an exclusive email newsletter filled with his most intimate fantasy nuggets, exclusive content you can't find anywhere else. It's not on a website. It's not on a podcast. Trust me, when he comes on here, it's going to be like pulling teeth, getting any information out of the man, the brew. It's not on social media either. It's only in the email newsletter. You can sign up and get it for free. Just go to bit.ly/bruiseletter2021. That's bit.ly/bruiseletter2021. Brew spelt B-R-E-W-S and then letter 2021. And sign up in 10 seconds. Again, the site is bit.ly/bruiseletter2021. Aaron Brewski, straight to your inbox. The next game we've got, the Nets and the Celtics, Kyrie Irving revenge game. The Nets Death Star rolled into town and gutted the Celtics by 24 points. And let's talk about Kyrie. 28 minutes, 17 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. What do you think about Kyrie?
I think he's a beautiful man. I think he's very misunderstood. I think everybody should get off his back. He's one of the most intellectually profound people to ever play basketball. And I'm not saying that at all because I've got him in 5 leagues. Mate, I just got him in a draft at pick 30. And that's like all your Christmases and birthdays coming at once. If he can maintain this, that's... he's got first round upside, absolutely no doubt about it. And the Nets, if you think about it, like I know that their odds are pretty short in Vegas, and there's people going, God, why are they so short? Well, if you constructed a basketball team, but in particular a fantasy basketball team from scratch, you've got, you know, possibly the greatest scorer, pure scorer of all time, you know, multiple time number one in fantasy guy. You've got Kyrie Irving, who can get his own shot and just stuff so many different categories. He's getting steals and blocks there. Look at that, 2 steals and a block as well. He had a block in his last game. Those two could both end up finishing in the first round somewhere. So we should be very excited about the Nets. And then in terms of their real life setup, I mean, their bench is probably the best in the league. If you think about, like, if they run Dinwiddie and sometimes LeVert is out there, Torian Prince as well, Joe Harris. I mean, obviously he's part of the starting lineup, but the depth they've got down to 8 or 9, very dangerous team. And I love having Kyrie and KD in fantasy just for the fun of it as well.
Hey, a big shout out to Shane, Mr. Foot. He reached out yesterday, was drafting. He's a newbie to NBA fantasy. We had a bit of a chat about Kyrie, who I said was pretty cool. He got him in the second round, copped a bit of flack for it. I said, don't worry. He's got plenty of upside. And if you look at the flip side, the other Net guy, Kevin Durant, 27 minutes, 25 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 3 blocks, 9 from 16 from the field, 2 from 5 from deep. Mate, you can't go wrong with those guys. They are absolutely phenomenal. Let's have a look at the Celtics, who, you know, well and truly got outdone. Jason Tatum, he's the lock, probably best player that the Celtics have got, real life and fantasy right now. 26 minutes, got 19 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. A pretty average 29% from the field, 2 from 9 from deep. Ugh, Jason Tatum struggled, really? What do you think about that one?
Well, this is one of the things we've talked about a few times as well. Like with Tatum, the issue, and when we had Stephen on early in the week, he and I potentially, we disagreed a little bit about JoJo and we disagreed a little bit about Tatum, which is, even though I like Tatum, that the field goal percentage, he was saying, oh, his field goal percentage can come up and that'll push him further into the first round. Well, not on that, 5 for 17, it won't. 2 for 9 from deep. So, and he's going to have more pressure on him to shoot and score and less weapons around. Without Kemba and Haywood and others, he's basically got what Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown as his 2-3 punch. So he's going to attract a lot of defense. And that seems to be what happened today.
And speaking of Jaylen Brown, I think this guy is going to be the number 2 with no Kemba Walker on the Celtics. 26 minutes today, 16 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 46% from the floor, 1 from 7 and 14% from deep, but that's not really his game. Give us something a bit quick about Brown, Mr. J.
Yeah, well, for everything you just said, he's potentially a value pickup. I don't think I would reach as high as some people are, but in that 50 to 60 range, if you get him at 70, that would be amazing. He's got value for sure.
And our next game we will look at is the Bucks, 113, downed by the Pelicans, 127. We'll look at the Bucks first. And Chris Middleton, 26 minutes, 29 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 56% from the floor and 3 from 6, so 50% from deep and 8 from 8 from the line. Cash seemed to be doing really well today. You know, some people are ignoring him in that middle sort of 50, 40, 50, 60 range? Bad idea?
Look, one of the things we've been chatting about on Twitter today, I shared a post up with one of my teams. Go and check it out, by the way. I've started doing these posts where I share the first 10 players from drafts and ask for other hoop tag, a crap ton of the other hoop ball experts in there, and have them review my draft and add comments and stuff. One of the things that came up was my team looks light for small forwards, and there's a kind of theory or a reality that there's not a lot of small forwards in the 60 to 100 range who are good. And so that team that I had, I think, 5 point guards, I think my only small forward of note was Porter and McCall Bridges. I didn't have a big name small forward. Middleton is probably a guy that I could have grabbed. But, you know, CP3 fell to me at about pick 45. I could have grabbed Middleton instead of CP3 probably, and probably I should have.
Drew Holiday, 26 minutes, 15 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 block as well, 57% from the floor, 2 from 3 from deep. Drew Holiday seems to have found another level a level that we're used to a few years ago, Drew Holiday, now that he's moved teams.
Yeah, I think he'll have similar value that he had to what he had last season, though, and he's somebody that is definitely, if you don't grab other point guards early on, then he's somebody I would grab. He's very interesting and one to follow, and a pretty safe, really high floor point guard dude that you can grab.
And just quickly, Dante DiVincenzo, if you looked at all my fantasy teams, you'd almost think he's my fantasy ride or die because I pick him up really late. I think he's got some sneaky value. 21 minutes, 14 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 50% from the floor, 1 from 5 from deep. Anything you want to add about Dante DiVincenzo?
Grab him in the 100 to 110 range for sure. Dante's a guy, and like the steals and three-pointers.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The rebounds from the guard position, Dante has good value.
And for the Pelicans, Eric Bledsoe shone today. He did really well, almost 33 minutes, 14.7 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 45% from the floor, 2 from 5 from deep, only shot 2 from 7 from the line though. That could hurt you, Mr. J.
It absolutely could hurt you, but normally he's a better free throw shooter than that. I like the value on on Bledsoe for sure. I think he's one that's being overlooked, and you could get him sometimes as late or as 80 or 90 in some drafts around the time when you're taking people that just don't have the upside he does.
And the big man, Zion, 33, almost 34 minutes, 31 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 54% from the floor. He shot 0 from 3 from deep, but we all know that's not his game very much either. And 7 from 11 from the line, which is another thing he'd probably have to improve, but 31 points, 9 boards. Is this guy going to become very soon top 5 fantasy relevant?
Well, he had 10 for 11 in his last game, I think, wasn't it, or 11 for 12. And then 7 for 11 today? So if you add those together, that is, 17 from 22. That is very, very good. But if he keeps shooting at 7 for 11, that's under 70%. So at high volume, that hurts. So the answer is he won't be top 5 in like fantasy anytime soon unless he fixes that and picks up his defensive stats as well or hits an absolute crap ton of threes.
And Brandon Ingram, 11 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, only 20% from the floor in 24 minutes. Why did he only get 24 minutes? Because he got fouled out. Is this going to be a regular problem for Brandon Ingram?
No, I don't think so. I think this is just preseason, and he probably just had a bad day. You know, he's like he put his mask on back to front or something, or like, you know, like he tried to kiss his girlfriend with his mask on, forgot to take it off. I saw that on Kiss. I saw that on Kiss Cam. Actually, this guy was watching it, and they cut to Kiss Cam, and some fella gave his wife a kiss. They both have masks on. There's a 2020 image for you. Kiss Cam.
Oh, good old Kiss. Who still does Kiss Cam these days? That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
we're all about social distancing, aren't we? Come on.
When I went to watch an NBA game with my wife, we saw the Clippers and Phoenix Suns. Blake Griffin had a fight on the day. I think I've talked about that before with PJ Tucker. But my wife just kept like sticking her lips out all over the place, hoping that Kiss Cam would see her posing for a kiss. I think people thought she had like permanent duck lips or something.
Hey guys, mybookie.ag, fantastic place to have a flutter. Yeah. I'm going to get you all to say it. It's a call to flutter. Forget this bet business. But seriously, now is the time to get some skin in the game with MyBookie, where odds boosts, lightning deals, and free bet await all season long. And with the NFL playoffs right around the corner, we know who these teams are. We know what they're capable of, and it's not difficult to find some value in these lines. So whether you're a first-time customer or been playing MyBookie for years, there's no shortage of value to be found in the thousands of game lines, unique prop bets, and contests they offer every single week. Sign up or get reloaded today. Find an edge, make your bet, and get paid, yes. They also boast a fully-fledged casino platform, giving you access to all the casino tables, slots, and card games you'd expect to find at your local spot. And the best part is, at MyBookie, the doors never close. You can continue to build your bankroll even after the stadium lights have gone out. Make the right play and sign up at MyBookie today. And when you do, use the promo code HOOPBALL to get your deposit matched halfway, all the way to $1,000. The terms are simple. You put in $200 and they'll match you with another $100 in your account if you're already planning to bet this season. It's betting free money. Don't forget, promo code HOOPBALL. It's winning season at MyBookie. So come in and join in on the fun. Win some cash while you're at it. The next game, my Bulls 105, just got away with it. They come back late against the Thunder 103. The Thunder had an opportunity for the game-winning buzzer beater, and they were not successful. Now, look, I think I've become a bit of a motivational speaker on this pod, Mr. J. I trolled you, and by trolling you, I motivated Scary Terry to have a fantastic game on the HoopBALL website yesterday. He did pretty bloody well. And then I sat here bagging the crap out of Lauri Markkanen. And today, had to go almost 26 minutes, 22 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block. He shot 9 from 17 from the floor, 4 from 10 from deep. Mate, it looks like I've motivated Lauri Markkanen as well. I wonder, do all the agents, coaches, and pros listen to us?
They must do, mate. You absolutely set that up with your nonsense about Mark and ending up in the G League. It's funny, I asked one of my buddies, shout out to Michael Hussey from Stat Social, formerly of Rate My Professor and Rate My Teacher. He's a startup guy, very interesting guy, beyond with the show with me tomorrow. He says that Markkanen will be, quote, a weak player in the league for a long time. And by weak, I think that means, in this case, just inconsistent. So with that volume of big man shooting, he's going to have some good, you know, big nights that really help you, and then he's going to have some ones where he poos the bed.
And Zach LaVine, almost 30 minutes, 29 minutes, 20 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 50% from the floor, 2 from 5 from deep, 100% from the line with his only 2 shots. We haven't spoken much about Zach LaVine, but I think if he controls the Bulls very much, worth where he's been drafted?
Yeah. I have Zach LaVine in one of my dynasty teams with Trey, and I freaking love that because Zach LaVine has such a high floor, and then occasionally he just absolutely goes off. So no dramas at all with grabbing Zach LaVine. None.
And one little tidbit. Patrick Williams again got the start. 28 minutes, 7.3 rebounds, 2 assists. Otto Porter, only 19 minutes off the bench. I think, Mr. J, we're very much right with Otto having zero value if he doesn't start.
Maybe a little bit more than zero. He's still, I think, worth taking Otto. If Otto is there in the 13th or 14th round of drafts, you would grab him. Probably even the 11th or 12th, it's worth the risky pick. But, yeah, Pat Will looks like the number one breakout rookie anyway, apart from the ones that we already thought would be good. He looks like the other one.
And OKC, let's have a look at Al Horford. His sister keeping everyone up to date with how the game went on Twitter. 20 minutes, 17 points, 8 rebounds, 66 from the floor. 4 out of 5 from deep for the big man, Al Horford.
Love me some Al Horford. I mean, he's only one season away from being the 29th best player in Ninecat. His previous seasons, 29, 43, 35, and 16 over the last 5 years. Last season, you know what his number was? In a bad season, he was 68 still. So with a better opportunity there with that pick and roll that Anna Horford was telling us all about, the unstoppable pick and roll with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and my brother Al Horford. Yes, all about Al Horford.
And SGA, I've put a bit of crap on him too. 25 minutes, 14 points, 1 rebound, 5 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. 6 from 14 from the floor, 42%. 1 from 4 from deep and 1 from 2 from the line. SGA, I still think he has, you know, some bust potential, Mr. J. Are we overdrafting him still?
I think we'd have to look at specific categories for him once the season starts to see whether that's true or not. I don't see him having a major weakness right now, and I'm happy to take him like late second round, absolutely delighted early third. I just think the floor is so high. When you talk about risk, I think about players who might end up, you know, potentially sitting for 20 games. Like LBJ has risk. Kawhi has risk. CP3 has risk. I don't see a huge amount of risk with Shai. If you draft him second round, at worst case scenario, he returns third or even early fourth. That's not going to destroy you. And I just don't see him falling that far.
And a guy who's rapidly moving up the board, Darius Bazley, got the start at power forward for OKC. 23 minutes and a double-double, 10 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 1 block, 33% from the floor, 50% from deep. We still going to keep raising the price of Darius Bazley?
I never end up with this guy because I've got too many people who listen to podcasts and are on to everything on the internet. So he never falls to me because I'm grabbing different kind of value. Like I have my guys. I'm not quite Dan Bespris, but I still have my guys in round 6 to 10. And you've got to reach that far now for him. Like people are taking him in the 7th or 8th round.
Wow, no, that's too much love. Like after pick 100, no dramas. You want to go Bazley, and I think I've grabbed him in a few leagues. I was trying to think of who it was that I stole from you the other day. It was Demboya, and you went, "Who was that?" And then you looked at and realized it was me, and went, "Oh no, I shouldn't have said it on the pod."
There you go. Yeah, I shouldn't have. Look, on Bazley, very briefly, like. The seventh round is still reasonably aggressive for somebody who's a breakout player, but he's going to have opportunity in OKC, isn't he? Maybe I will grab him in the 7th or 8th. I've got a draft tonight. How about that?
Just quickly, our friends at Manscaped want to tell us all about a new product that they've just released, the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Take a look in the mirror and I guarantee you'll see hair sticking out of those holes, guys. So it's time to keep your ear and nose hair looking as nice as you can and as nice as your cleanly shaven pubes. That's if you do that sort of thing. The Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. And the Weed Whacker uses a 9,000 RPM-powered motor and a 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. The only nose hair trimmer on the market with a powerful rechargeable lithium-ion battery that lasts for up to 90 minutes of use. And what do we say, Mr. J?
You've got to have a bloody big snoz if you need 90 minutes to whack the weeds in your nose.
Yeah, all in one go. But hey, look, if you've ever pulled nose hairs out with your fingers, it might hurt worse than nicking your balls. So do yourself a favor. Get onto Manscaped. You'll get replaceable blades every 3 months to keep your weed whacking time clean and enjoyable as well. 79% of partners polled admitted that long nose hair is a major turnoff. So it's time to upgrade your Manscaped routine with the Weed Whacker. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Thank you, Manscaped, for keeping our pubes trimmed and our hairs in our holes looking nice. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code HOOPBALL at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code HOOPBALL20. What are you waiting for? Go whack your weeds. As we record this, there's still a couple of minutes to go in the Portland Nuggets game, Mr. J. So currently the Nuggets lead 129-96, so that one's not even close. So let's have a look at Portland, first of all. And CJ McCollum, 29 minutes, 26 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 8 from 20, 40% from the floor, 4 from 9, 44% from deep, and 100% from the line. CJ McCollum.
CJ McCollum is a safe pick in those mid rounds, and he's going to get points for you and some assists, and he's going to have good percentages mostly. Draft him.
And Nurk, he today got 21 minutes, 4.6 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 from 6 from the field, missed 2 shots from deep. We said he had to improve his deep shot, but where would you be drafting him?
As previous, I'm still willing to take him early in the second round, like in that sort of 24 to 30 range, although I've now been turned more towards Vucevic by Dan. I probably should get some Vuce as well instead of Nurk, but all about Nurk around that area, 24, anywhere in the third round. What am I talking about? Anywhere at the end of the second going into the third round, I like Nurk.
And Paul Millsap. For the Denver Nuggets, mate, quickly, 15 minutes, 24 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steal, 1 block, 69% from the floor, 2 from 5 from deep. The old man Paul Millsap still got some value.
I need to get me some Paul Millsap. And when you think about it, a lot of fantasy is just about opportunity, isn't it? And he's got opportunity now because of the guys leaving Denver. And he's obviously a very important player to them, and he will play.
And I'm surprised Michael Porter Jr. coming off the bench today. 22 minutes, 20 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 50% from the floor, 4 out of 9 from deep, and only, 4 out of 5, 80% from the line. We know he's going to throw some deep ones. Michael Porter Jr., the love is getting ridiculous for this kid.
I don't think it's ridiculous. I think you need to take ups. You need to get some upside picks if you're going to win the league. You need to take some kind of risk, and it's just different kind of risk, isn't it? Like he could get benched, and he might get like squeezed out here and there. But look, started on the bench, but those are very nice numbers today.
And Gary Harris, 15 minutes, 12 points, 3 rebounds. Late round for Gary Harris?
Yeah, no doubt at all. I'm willing to take Gary Harris at the end of drafts, sure.
Okay. Well, look, mate, thanks for joining me. We've got one game to go. I've filled everyone in about the one that's in progress in the second quarter. You said you're going to have old mate Mr. Hussey tomorrow. We look forward to that. I'm off. Thanks very much, Mr. J.
You are very welcome. Thanks very much. And good luck with your drafts on the weekend, everybody. And we will see you tomorrow with Michael Hussey, Boston Celtics fan from New York City.
And as I said, we've got the Lakers and the Suns currently in progress. The Suns 47-29 in front of the Lakers. It's a bit of an interesting sort of look at, you know, the Suns. Everyone looked at the 8 seed and the Lakers always looked pretty strong. Let's look at the Lakers to start with. And, of course, we had AD and LeBron starting the game. LeBron in 9 minutes, 9 points, 2 rebounds, 60% from the floor. He went to do an interesting pass first for the first sort of bucket as an assist, and it just got intercepted and taken away. LBJ is looking a little tired. I know he's going to do a lot of rests. I advise drafting with caution. I'd be, as much as the guy's got massive value, and yes, absolutely, first round is not out of the realm of possibility. But if, especially in points leagues, or if you're trying to find cumulative stats, the guy, drafting him in the first round, you're asking for trouble. There is every opportunity with all those, you know, rest games that you are not going to get those cumulative stats. Or if you play in points leagues games, you're going to miss out on those points. Just be mindful. I'm cool with the second round. If you aren't, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Anthony Davis, 12 minutes, 9 points, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 50% from the floor and 1 from deep. No one is really talking about AD in the first three. It's Luka, it's Giannis, it's Kendrick Perkins 2.0, I mean James Harden. Yes, I get it. And look, Harden is going to be okay. He's going to, you know, the guy has been a top three fantasy player and he's been the number one the last couple of years in a row. Don't get me wrong. But AD, especially when you're talking about Cats leagues, should very much be in that conversation well before Luka and, you know what, probably before Giannis. So, guys, I ask you, just be very, very mindful when you go forward. Trez Harrell, he 8 minutes, 2 points and 1 steal, 50% from the floor in his limited minutes at this point. And then THT, 6 minutes, 4 points. He's shot 66% from the floor. The same thing as we've been saying with THT, just be careful. Looking at Phoenix, Devin Booker, 15 points in the first quarter. It was a bit of a 3-point-a-thon early on. 9 minutes for Devin Booker, 15 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 83% from the floor, 2 from 3 from deep. Devin Booker, get him in the second. I'm cool with that. This guy has got a massive, massive, massive upside. He could finish, you know, first round ADP type. DeAndre Ayton as well, 10 minutes, 8 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block, 100% from the floor. There's another big man who everyone needs to try and target early and often. And another guy who I've seen fall very late over the last few drafts that I've seen the last couple of days, Mikal Bridges. Mr. J has said plenty of times that he's MacGyver type guy, likes to pick him up around the 100 mark. So 12 minutes, 7 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, 50% from the floor, 1 from 3 from deep. Mikal Bridges, if you're going to get a Bridges, that is the guy to get. Go and get him. Look, guys, thanks very much for joining us. I'm off tomorrow. Mr. J will be joined, as he said, by Mr. Hussey. You can look us up on Facebook. We have a Facebook group, Mr. Jolly and the Harlander. Click in there. Someone will say hello. We're always talking about teams and rate my teams and rate my trades and things like that. So go and hop on there. You can also find us on Twitter, where we're happy to have conversations, help you guys out. You can find my co-host, Mr. J, at Mr. Jolly of Sydney. You can find me on Twitter at TheHarlander23. We're not too far away from the start of the regular season, guys. How exciting is this? We're looking forward to it. This has been the Box Score Breakdown, a HoopBall presentation. Thanks very much for joining us. Hope you have a good one. G'day.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.